who they are as well. So I'm going to go ahead and start with you, Alberto. Tell us a bit about you and how you first became engaged in ministry and in working with the youth. I mean, I know that you yourself are a young adult. You can't be older than 22. And here you are, you know, working with youth, with teenagers in the Gage Park area. How did you first become engaged with that?
Well, it started with actually when Agape started in our youth group over there at Senegal. It was 2010. I was in catechism class, and some missionaries from Colombia that are here from Illinois, they went to our classroom and they started preaching and they started telling us about the first annual Pascha retreat, Easter retreat for Senegal. So I was like, oh, okay, sounds interesting. I went with my brother. I met a lot of cool people. Some of the people are here were in that retreat too. And after that, it was just an ongoing journey, you know, and it's still going right now. But I don't think I received my calling until I was like 16. You know, when I was 16, I realized that I could do a lot more with my life and I could help a lot more people, especially the youth people around our neighborhood because they really need it.
Excellent. And what about some of the rest of you guys? Sasha, what about you?
It's actually kind of funny how I ended up here at Warriors of Peace because, you know, my whole life I've been involved with, you know, the parish and everything. I was an altar server. I was in various youth groups. And I remember I go to DePaul. So when I was at DePaul, I was really looking for a ministry to, you know, be a part of. And, you know, I didn't feel like I quite fit in that ministry at DePaul. So, you know, I was a little down because my whole life I wanted to, you know, serve for the church. And finally, I got a phone call from one of my friends asking, you know, we're trying to start up a youth group over here at Gage Park. And we knew that you had experience with it. And, you know, they were like, we were wondering if you wanted to help out. And I was like, oh, my gosh, yes, that's great. You know, I was really happy because, you know, God answered my prayers of, like, finding a ministry for myself. And it was really cool starting up the group with them. And I ended up making really, really, really great friends here.
Excellent. Yeah. And what about the young man next to you?
I mean, like Beto said, Alberto said, I'm one of the first people to start it. She invited me to one. Funny story, I was on Facebook one night and I was looking over my home feed and I don't know where Beto sent me an invite to a retreat. First of all, I didn't know what was a retreat but was, usually because I was not really into church or religion. But I started questioning, like, what is this? Is it worth going? And people start commenting on my post and they're like, yeah, it's worth going. At first, I thought it was like a party. So I got confused. So I'm gonna go check it out, and I went, and it turned out it wasn't a party. It was a retreat, which was something way out of what I thought it was. So, but you know what? At first I wasn't planning not to stay because I was uncomfortable with what because everything was too new for me. But then somebody told me, like, you know what? Just stay for the next 3 days. If you don't like it, blame it on me. You know what? I'm going to stay and check it out. And it turned out I started liking it. I enjoyed the positivity the people have and how people wanted to change the community and how they want to become a better person of themselves. And so since 2011, I stayed there and I kept on going and see where I – and here I am with Warrior Peace to continue.
Excellent. And now, Chucho, tell us a little bit about how you got engaged with the ministry because I know that – you're also a soccer coach, and, you know, I was told yesterday that you're actually one of the founders. So go ahead and share us. How did you get involved first?
Actually, like my friend Roberto and Miguel said, back in 2010, there was a retreat, and so we were invited. And then, like Beto said, in that time, I did not had any call to be part of this organization nowadays. since then... On the other side of the coin, I was volunteering to be a soccer coach because I needed hours back in the day in high school. But I actually liked it. So the whole thing of working with kids, discovering their talents, their gifts, and make them shine to go out in the real world. Last year, back in, I want to say September, one of my close friends, his name is Alfredo Alviar, he told me that the last youth group called Agape was going down. So he told me that if I could be a founder of the youth group. So I took the challenge. I called my friend Roberto, and all this happened.
All right. Well, when we come back, we know I want to hear more about that story and from the rest of you guys. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back here on the Lifelong Journey Show of Relevant Radio.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
During the next half hour, we'll show you how teamwork at a Southside parish leads to a much-needed playground being erected in only one day. We'll take you to the Theology on Tap kickoff event, where hundreds of young adults enjoy food, drink, and terrific insight from Catholic communicators. And we'll talk to Cardinal Blaise Cupich about several topics, from Renew My Church to Catholic cemeteries.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Hello, this is Pat McCaskey. Catholic Charities and the Chicago Bears have been neighbors for nearly 100 years. We always admire courage, character, and perseverance. Who better fosters those virtues among our most vulnerable neighbors and Catholic Charities? Congratulations to Chicago's Good Samaritan for 100 years of providing help and hope. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show here for the Office of Lifelong Formation of the Department of Parish Vitality and Mission. And I want to say hello to my co-host, Victor, who walked in the door. Victor, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I know that you were, surfing Chicago traffic this morning, but, you know, thankfully you're here and you're safe.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Good morning. We got a full house here, and I'm super happy. Yes, to see young adults here on the radio is amazing. It's a good experience. It's a good feeling because there is hope. Our church is alive, and it's great to see them here. Thank you for inviting them, Pablo, and it's good to be here again.
Well, I really want to thank these guys for really making the time and effort. I was just telling them that, you know, it's so hard to get up here so early in the morning, and, you know, they all came deep. So deep, for those of you that don't understand the word deep, it means that they came in full numbers. So Chucho, you were telling us before we went on break, you were telling us a little bit about how you became engaged in the ministry. And since then, you've stayed on. I mean, and you are right now, what is your role right now in the youth group Warriors of Peace? I mean, as a young adult, as a minister, what is it you do there?
Since we started, we saved Beto and me to be the coordinators of the youth ministry, and all of the rest started joining in with independent stories. It was so fascinating how everyone joined without knowing each other. At the time, most of the servers here, I believe I only know two of them, which is Miguel Limes and Alberto Rodriguez. That was it. The rest came like out of nowhere, and we make this a lot of chemistry. We did a good teamwork. We are doing a good teamwork, and we're going far.
Excellent. Thank you. Now, your name is Jesus, but they call you Chucho, right?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. So, Maria, I had the pleasure of meeting you about maybe 2 months ago now, and ever since then I've seen that you're also very active with the Warriors of Peace. Would you mind telling us a little bit about how you became engaged in the ministry at first?
Yeah, so I'm actually, like Sasha, new to the St. Gall Parish. I live very close to it, but I was never engaged in that church. But I've always, ever since I was little, I always loved to serve others. That was my thing. I loved to help. I was always on service trips, volunteering, excuse me. But I didn't know what my calling was. So last year, on my own and with my teacher from high school and his wife, I decided to organize a peace walk in my neighborhood. And through this peace walk, I found Fernando Rayas, who introduced me to Alberto and Jesus Chucho. And they started talking to me about what they were doing. They were very, very new. I met them in November, and that's when they had started the youth group. And they told me, come join us on Friday. Like, it's a lot of fun. And I was like, well, I've never been to a youth group, but I'll give it a try. And so I went, and I fell in love with it the first day. And I knew that youth were my calling. I knew that I wanted to be with young people. And to this day, I am in love with those kids. And as soon as I see them walk in the door, I just want to hug them and ask them how their week has been going. And I just want to do so much more for them and for the community now that I know that I have a team and I'm not by myself.
Okay, and we're going to come back to that peace march, peace walk later on, because I think that, you know, that's at the heart of it. So I keep forgetting your name, man, because of my memory is slipping. Would you mind just saying
Francisco? Yeah.
So Francisco, I know that I've seen you also in the sessions that we've been gathering for the past couple of months. And but let us know how you became involved with the Warriors of Peace youth group, and how you yourself are now acting in a leadership role.
Well, yeah. Well, like Alberto said, and like Chucho with Miguel too. I remember them because I was in Westlake in 2010. I came back around 2011 with Agape, the youth group, before that. But I've been with St. Gall for a long time. With Agape, I've been for, like, since it ended, if you want to say. Ever since I've been small, like, I would be that person in the family to try to motivate my, like, sisters. Because they're older than me, and they would go to college, and they would be tired and sometimes even crying because they don't want to do it. It's too hard. And so I would just come and just give them a quick hug and tell them, hey, don't give up or don't do nothing. Like, it's fine. Like, just rest, and you got this. You're going to go through this. And once I went to the 2011 retreat for Pascua Juvenil in St. Gall, it was amazing for me. I saw how some of the servers gave some topics that we were talking about. And, like, I actually remember, I think it was you, Miguel, that you gave a tema, or you were talking, and it was others too, but I remember one vivid, and I was like, you know what, like I want to do that. I know I could do that, and I just got to take my little baby steps, if you want to know. I was still young back then, that I got this, and like going, pushing a little bit more and trying to convince myself that I got this, I became one of the servers for Agape, and from there on, I went off a little because of high school years, and I was had to finish my education and everything. And actually, out of nowhere, I went to see back because I heard there was a new group of Warriors of Peace. And I knew Alberto, not as well, but I went to see what was going on. And I went to one of their youth days on Fridays, and everything was going well. It looked so happy, so peacefully. It was amazing, actually. And I told Alberto if I could help out, you know, that I have experience, you know, I would love to help out. I've always liked to be around youth, helping them and motivating them and telling about my life experience as well. And it's something beautiful to see what you could learn every day when talking to new people, like knowing amazing adventures they have too. But as to what I'm doing now, I'm so happy working with the youth, and it's such an amazing experience.
Now, you guys have mentioned Agape, you know, in a couple of instances. So just so that we and our listeners also have an idea of what Agape is. Agape is, Sasha, would you like to explain to us what Agape was?
I actually wasn't in Agape. I came, like, way later, actually in November when Warriors of Peace started. So I think Alberto would be able to give you a little bit of information.
Ah, so see, I got the wrong ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like I said, Agape started in 2010 with some missionaries that, you know, went through formation, went to Colombia to get a missionary year for year, with the help of a good friend named Rolando. And a few other people that came together to start a youth group. For the Easter retreat, they only had 1 month to plan it, and they came up and they had over 200 teenagers for 3 days of the Easter retreat, and they coordinated everything in 1 month. So I guess that left room for you know, for many of us to show that anything's possible. Honestly, if these people did it in 1 month in 2010, now in 2017. We feel as if, thanks to them, especially me and those who have lived through those experiences, we believe that we are able to keep able to do the same thing.
Yeah. Exactly. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how Warriors of Peace came about. So thank you so much, guys. And please stay tuned, and we'll be right back to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show.
Have you checked out Chicago Catholic lately? Either in print or online, Chicago Catholic has informative and stimulating content, including news from the Archdiocese, beautiful photographs, and a thoughtful column by our publisher, Cardinal Blaise Supich. Editor Joyce DeRiga tells us about our current edition of Chicago Catholic.
Cardinal Supich asks for a second collection to support completion of the National Basilica in Washington. Parishioners at Old St. Patrick's find a unique way to help homeless students in North Lawndale. We previewed the Super Stadium Challenge that hopes to fill up Soldier Field with food for the needy, and we introduce you to a Northlake florist who is spreading God's word through flowers.
Subscribe now. Go to ChicagoCatholic.com or call 312-534-7777. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Chicago Catholic, a fresh approach to Catholic news.
The Word Made Clear is exactly what its name implies. It's an easy-to-understand explanation of the Word of God, the Gospel. Hello, I'm Father James McElhone, Director of Biblical Formation for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I'd like to invite you to take our free online Bible study program by going to thewordmadeclear.org. Our website offers an audio-based guide to the Gospels of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Listen to my lectures and follow along with the handouts provided. There are even discussion guides. You can also explore the biblical roots of the Mass. And there are links to a wide variety of biblical sources that will benefit both teachers and students of the Sacred Scriptures. Just go to wordmadeclear.org to experience our free online Bible study program. Again, it's free at wordmadeclear.org. It's the Word of God. Enjoy.
Welcome back, everyone. And for those of you that are jumping on and joining us this morning here on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m., we are talking with the youth ministers, a coalition of young adults here that came in great numbers to the studio, that are talking to us about the work that they do with the Warriors of Peace Youth Group in the Gage Park neighborhood here in Chicago, Illinois. Before we went on break, we were talking about how Agape was the original name of the youth group initially that got started with other young adults that had gone to a missionary trip on to Colombia. Then they did a one-year mission experience here in the Gage Park area, and they developed a youth group called Agape. And then Agape, years later, as of I think 2 years ago, transformed into Warriors of Peace. And, you know, here we are today continuing the mission. And one of the things that I find exciting, Victor, about this is that, you know, these are young adults that are ministering to youth. And you know, these are not young adults that are like in their late 30s or in their mid 20s. These are young adults that are in their early 20s ministering to teenagers in a neighborhood that very much needs it. And it can very much, you know, bear fruit from this ministry. So, Victor, do you have any questions for any of our guests here today?
Well, welcome to the studio again. And yeah, I got so many questions because when I was in Providence of God, they told me that there was so complicated to get a young adult group because we didn't know how to speak to them. But that wasn't truth. And I see that you peers inspiring peers here. I saw Chucho. So inviting another people, and that's how it became to be. So, but I want to know how this group, you call it, what is the name of your group now, Peace? Warriors of Peace. How it became to be, how you guys started this group in St. Gall, in Gage Park?
We started this group in September. It was out of nowhere. Proposal, because like we said, Agape was still running, and it was running pretty good. It was like to that year, 2016, and like it was fading away. It was a change of servers, so out of nowhere, the servers decided to leave. So the teenagers were like, okay, now what? So then my friend Alfredo, he told me, hey, you want to be in charge of this work of this new youth group? You want to change it up? Do you want to step it up? At first, I was like, no, that's too much responsibility for me. I'm good, because right now, at that time, I was looking for schools in order for me to study sports management. So 2 days later, out of nowhere, I had that calling. I felt that calling. Hey, work with teenagers. You already work with teenagers already with soccer. So I'm like, why not? So then I came back to Alfredo. I was like, hey, so I was thinking about the proposal, and I accept your challenge. So right away, I was like, okay, who should I call? Who should I call to get my team started? So right away, I thought of my friend Alberto. He's like, oh, he's inspired with working with others and like that. So I gave him a call. Hey, so this, I'm starting to get a new youth group. Are you willing to help me out? He said, sure, I'm out.
Excellent. And now let me ask you guys a question, because you mentioned something that you were trying to juggle between your life and your school and you know, mm-hmm. things like that. So here's a question for both of you, Sasha and Miguel. How do you guys manage your time? Because I know that you mentioned that you're a DePaul University student.
Yes.
And I know that Miguel, you're also very, very busy. So in your daily routine, in your daily lives, how do you guys find time or make the time, or why would you even want to make the time to work with you?
You know, Pablo, I think it's all about prioritizing. And, you know, when it comes to the youth, it has to be a priority nowadays. Like, you know, there's a lot of youth here fading away from their faith, and a lot of youth, you know, falling into bad paths. And I think that that's something very important to prioritize. And with school and the youth group, I firmly believe that if you really, really want to do something, you go for it and you do it. You know, you get it done. And that's exactly why I keep coming back. Like, I do live in Westchester, which is very far away from Gage Park. And, you know, I, like today, for example, I was struggling to find a ride to get here. And, you know, but I always find a way. I always make sure I find a way, because I think this is something very important, especially for the youth of tomorrow. So I always make sure to find time for it.
And Miguel, how do you find the time to do this ministry as well?
I mean, it is a little challenging, but one of the things is you got to learn how to time management. That's one of the best way to do it. Learn how to use some time throughout the day. Usually I prepare days before. Okay, this is how much time I'm going to spend here and there and that. Usually I kind of be really busy because I work and I go to school, but at the same time I used to work on a radio while when I was participating in a youth group, and it'll be time consuming because I'll be everywhere. And so usually what happened is that I end up going days with little sleep, because, you know, I'll go from school, then from school I had to go to my radio station and start at UIC radio station and start doing my shows there. And after the shows, I go back to the youth group. And from the youth group, the meeting, I go home and start. And actually, before I go home, I go to the gym. I like to exercise, so I got to get my gains first. But then after my gains, I go back home, and it's already like midnight. And usually I know I have to study and have to do schoolwork. So I end up having like, and I will not fall asleep until 3 in the morning. And then I have to get up at 6 in the morning and start my day again. So usually it is really struggling. It's challenging, especially if you love sleep. But you know you had things going on, you had to sacrifice sometimes.
Yeah, especially because it's so important. Sasha, you had something else to say there?
Yes, and I think, to be completely honest, I really think that God prepared each and every one of us here to be a part of this youth group. Like, for example, Maria, she works with the Boy Scouts of America. Chucho, he's been a coach, a soccer coach. Chapo and Beto have been part of the youth group. And, you know, Miguel has, like, amazing public speaking skills, and that's something we really need. I think, you know, all of us were called and being prepared at some point in our lives to be a part of this youth group that I know is going to be something great in the future.
Now, Maria, I got a question for you, because, you know, this is a question really for you, Maria, but Alberto, if you want to help her out, you know, please feel free. We may not get to the whole answer just yet, because we may have to jump into a break in between, but let's get the question at least out there. You know, here in Chicago, in the Archdiocese of Chicago, Cardinal Blaise Cupich, and of course, the pastoral centers, we are, you know, really trying to do a Renew My Church overhaul, I guess, of how we do ministry in our cultures and in our societies, in our communities, in our faith communities. So one of the questions that I want to ask you is a very I guess on point question, like really intentionally targeted. How important do you guys see the work with youth and evangelizing with youth, you know, in terms of how a church can be revitalized, can be renewed. So, you know, if you want to just start, your answer on that, Maria, you know, how do you see the work with youth as a key component in doing a renewed church?
Yeah, so very simple. I believe that the youth are the future, and adults, no matter what age you are, have to support us and believe in us. Because if we don't foster and if we don't create a foundation with the kids now, there will not be a church in the future. There will not be any volunteers or anyone involved in the church if we don't start introducing them to what Catholicism is, or any religion at this point, or just spirituality in general. And that's why I believe that Warriors of Peace, we're doing our part in encouraging these kids to find God, themselves through God. And we do prayer, and we try to do it fun, because we know they're young, and we know that they need to have some fun things going on as well. So without the youth being creating this foundation and being encouraged to do prayer and being encouraged to find the church, sadly, I believe that it will die, because those that are older, they're going to end up fading away from the church because they're going to get older, and then what's going to be left behind? And so that's why I find it very important for Warriors of Peace and all the young adults here and anyone else that can support the youth now, that they don't get lost in the way and that they find themselves through God and their purpose in life through God.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to ask Alberto about why Warriors. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to CatholicCharities.net.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM and 930 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. and 930 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show for the Office of Lifelong Formation of the Department of Parish Vitality and Mission. I am your host today, Pablo Padilla, and my co-host, Victor Vallejo, is also here with me. And we are, if you are barely turning in, with the youth ministers, a group of young adults that are ministering to the Warriors of Peace youth group over in the Gage Park neighborhood at St. Gall's. So, Victor, I understand that you had a question for our guest this morning. Go ahead and
yes,
ask.
Yes, I do. And I was telling them during the break that I went to Washington, and there was a presenter telling us that is 1 out of 10, they call it millennials, they come to church. And I was reflecting about this, like, you know, if you are a priest, you are a deacon, or you are in charge of any ministry in your parish, you can do this kind of ministry in your parish. Trust the young adults. And they were telling us if, you know, they were challenging, Maria challenges, we middle ages and older, we are supposed to be witness of God and really be happy, as Pope Francis is telling us, the joy of the gospel. We are supposed to be faithful and with joy, live with joy. So we are Catholics because we got Jesus in our hearts, in our church. And when we go to the Eucharist, we get nourished with God. So, and if we are super sad and we are all saddened in masses, we are not inspiring anybody. So as Pablo, you were saying, this group is, they are called Warriors. And I went to their Facebook page. And they are inspiration. And just to be here, you are inspiring me, believe me. The question is, what is the inspiration for you? Why do you want to do more for the community? I know it's God, but probably there is more in there. What are you wanna build in your community exactly? How do you want to see your community in the future?
So, I mean, I think simple. Our name of the group is Warriors of Peace, right?
Yes.
And in their name, you know, it says peace. I think we want to create peace in our community, you know. We don't want to be walking around the streets having a bad name, that Southside is bad, Gage Park is bad. We want to walk in the streets and not be afraid that when we're walking in the dark, somebody's following us behind us, you know. We want to shine light in our community because I think our people need it. And it's up to us, our youth, because if we don't do it, then who's gonna do it? And our community is going to go bad and it's going to die off. So I think it's up to us, the youth, and for generations to come, so we can inspire the generations to come to take care of the needs of the community. Nonetheless, if we don't put up with it, we don't do the work, and if we don't hustle, then our community is going to die off, and our youth is going to die off, and our church is going to die off. So I think we're the lifesavers of our church right now.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I've heard a lot of bad news in recent years of Gage Park, but you know, no one is reporting about the good news in Gage Park, and that's you guys.
One and another thing is that we know, especially me growing up, I experienced so many things, especially in that community. A lot of things, when a lot of people don't know, is that many of us teenagers are lost. They don't know what are their purpose in their life, and so that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to figure out how to help these kids or teenagers to find what the purpose of what they can do. And what Gage Park was lacking was leadership. There's no leaders at the back of the time. There was no leader who kid could look up to and to keep on pushing them. And that's why you see a lot of dropout rates and many of these high schools around this community area, because nobody pushed them to keep on going, to keep that they could do great things. So with community group that we've established, we're trying to help this kid to develop their leadership. We're trying to prepare them for the future, you know, because in the reality, the world is not a nice place. It's ugly. There's a lot of bad things going out there. So we're trying to prepare them, to challenge them, to not fear rejection, to not fear obstacles that are too hard for them, to motivate them, to keep pushing, to pursue what they want to go for. You get me? So instead of having the kid to be outside and the violence, we're trying to help them to build their dream, to keep them building, to keep them, give them hope, to build their faith, and to live a better future in the future.
Maria, you wanted to say something as well?
Yes, I just wanted to say something. One of our goals is once we establish Warriors, because we are fairly new, we haven't even completed a year, and one of our goals is once we establish Warriors and it's structured the way we want it to, we would like to expand into other churches. Maybe others that have a youth group already, help them. Or if they don't, come in there and maybe help them create a youth group like Warriors of Peace. So that is one of our goals as well.
And Sasha, you also wanted to interject here in the conversation.
Yes, I was going to say something off of what Miguel was saying. You know, a lot of these kids want to be taken seriously, and the problem today is that, you know, these kids feel like they're not being taken seriously, and, you know, a lot of times when they go home, they feel like they're not in a safe place, and we want to provide that safe space for them. You know, we want to make them feel loved and make them feel welcomed and everything. So I think that ties into leadership as well. You know, you can't start being a leader if you're not welcomed in. You know, and you don't feel accepted. You feel like you can't do anything, and you feel like you haven't reached your full potential. So I think that's another reason as to why we started Warriors of Peace as well.
And Maria, oh, sorry, go ahead, Francisco.
Yeah, one thing else I'll add into with Miguel and what we said about leadership, I feel like how we just said it's that we have a lot of kids that are losing their faith, that don't know where they are. So we're trying to help them out to be leaders too, because, like, sadly, not to hear that we're going to grow up, we're going to have things to do, we're going to gladly and acceptably have kids just do something. So we're trying to teach these kids, like, a back path to, like, hey, try to step up for us when we leave too. We want to continue this Warriors of Peace, this strength that we have in our community. It's a lot of depressing things that we see, as to Miguel so said, of we've seen things, we've heard things, and it's sad about what these kids go through in their daily lives at home even, and it's horrible and sad to see. So we have that place for them, as to a safe place, a place to relax and to talk to them, and who better to the youth, like, to understand each other. That's a wonderful and beautiful thing for me.
So we're going to go ahead and take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to get into some really cool stuff that's going to be happening in Gage Park. So stay tuned.
I'm Kelvin Hayden. I play for, and yes, I admit it, against the Chicago Bears. I made an interception you may remember in Super Bowl 41. I learned to put that effort into life for my mom, who works at Catholic Charities. Their extra effort changes lives for so many of your neighbors who have lost their way in the tough game of life. Congratulations to Chicago's Good Samaritan for 100 years of providing hope. Want to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
During the next half hour, we'll show you how teamwork at a Southside parish leads to a much-needed playground being erected in only one day. We'll take you to the Theology on Tap kickoff event, where hundreds of young adults enjoy food, drink, and terrific insight from Catholic communicators. And we'll talk to Cardinal Blaise Cupich about several topics, from Renew My Church to Catholic cemeteries.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show for the Office of Lifelong Formation of the Department of Vitality and Mission. One day I will do it in one breath, Victor. I promise you.
You will, yes.
I promise you that one day I will. Now, as we're coming back, I know, Jesus, it looks like you also wanted to say something about our conversation here. But then I also, you know, I'm going to go ahead and let Jesus go ahead and Chucho, tell us what was on your mind before we went ahead and cut to break.
Also, adding to what everyone said, let's put the inspiration part too, you know. Inspire the kids that growing a Latino in the U.S., it's, you know, it's challenging. I mean, everything's challenging, but in order for you, like, one, they don't take you serious as a Latino and as a youth, so that doubles the challenge. And to create leaders in the community so they could be taken seriously, to be that, you know, you could do more than that. You could do more than a dishwasher. You could own a better car than a Ford Focus, you know. You could do better, you know. You could actually finish your high school, finish university, go pro in whatever your dream is, you know. We're here also allowing not only, like, the religion part, also adding it the we believe in you. You're the future of this country, of this society, of this church, you know. You are the future, period. and inspire them. Hey, keep going. We believe in you.
And in their present leadership in the church, they can be the ministers to other youth, you know, they're from peer to peer. Now, Maria, I know that, you know, and Maria and Alberto and Chucho, actually, I know that you guys are organizing something called the Peace Walk or Peace March. You can clarify the name for me now, sure. Finally. But and tell us a little bit about that, Maria, and where did that idea come from, and why you feel that's going to be something very important for the community of Gage Park in general, not just the youth, but the community as a whole.
Yeah, so the name of the Peace Walk is Faith in Action Peace Walk, and it is Warriors of Peace partnering up with Jeremiah, which is the young adult group at St. Gall, as well as Parish Peace Project. And we decided that it is time to find a way to unite the community in faith. And so it's not just any peace walk. We're inviting churches from the area in Gage Park, as well as community-based organizations in Gage Park that are anti-violence. So this came up because last year I did my own peace walk, and I had nothing. It was just me and my teacher from high school, Alvin James, and his wife, Mrs. James. And at the end of the peace walk, they looked at me and they said, "What now?" And I was like, whoa, like, I don't have a church. I don't work for, like, I'm not an organization that is anti-violence, like, you know, based. And so I brought it up to Beto, and he's like, we would love, once I joined Warriors, we're like, we would love to do something like this, but we need a plan for afterwards. So now after this peace walk, so we're going to walk from a church, St. Clair, and then we're going to stop by at the, by California 56, by that family that was murdered a couple years ago, have a prayer there, and then head over to St. Gall's parking lot. And in the parking lot, we will have a community resource fair. So we will have different organizations in Gage Park, as well as ministries from St. Gall and other churches in the area, have their booths so they can share their services with the community and the people and the families. A lot of people are like, there's no one doing anything about this, and I don't know what to do, and this and this. And this time, I want them to see that there are organizations out there in Gage Park that are providing services that for anti-violence and promoting peace. And that's why we just want to unite the community. We want to have, we actually have the 8th District Police. We have a meeting with them this week. They want to be a part of this as well. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be the first Peace Walk in Gage Park in a long time.
And Alberto, is there anything else you would like to add in light of the Peace Walk that's going to take place?
Well, yeah, I just want to make the invitation off to anybody from the community. It's going to be September 2nd. We will start at St. Clair Church. It's around 55th in California, 55th in Washington, to be exact. So anybody that wants to come through, anybody living in the Gage Park area, if you guys are from around the Gage Park area, if you guys are from out of the state, it doesn't matter. If you guys want to come through, have fun with us and fight for peace and just inspire the community to unite and to be together this one day.
And another question maybe for the rest of you guys. Let me try asking, for example, Francisco over here. Francisco, how do you feel like this peace walk is going to impact the Gage Park community?
Like Maria said, it's been a very long time since we've had a peace walk. As to how many things that are happening to us, how many people are approaching us in so many ways, like the police district and everybody else, I feel like it's going to be a big thing, and to finally notice how important it is for the community and the youth, and just not the youth, but the community itself, and for just peace, as Bishop said, just peace, that's all we want. We want all to unite and finally realize how important our lives are, and it's really hard to see because all these violence is happening outside. A man getting murdered outside his lawn, just watering the lawn, that's something sad to hear, and it's horrible, and I wouldn't imagine going through my mind if that was my dad or anything else. It's very hard to see, and it's a very touchy subject, but it would bring joy to people and to finally see that little spark of light. And it's just a very small, but it will, like, inflame and bigger, and with that, we create more. It's not just that. Like Maria said, back then she had something small, and they asked her, what now? Now we have something out. With that piece, we're like, you know what, we're going to continue further. We're going to continue no matter what we have, whatever it takes, we will continue no matter what.
Victor, do you have anything to say in light of, or any questions or comments in light of our guests?
No, I'm just wanna tell you guys that you are making a difference because you are doing something that nobody has take the lead. And I love what Miguel, you mentioned that you are taking the role of leaders and God is putting you there. So keep up the good work. I know it's going to be September, and I know also that you have a Facebook page. Can you provide that to people so they can listen and they can go through to that?
Yeah, if you guys want to find us on Facebook, we'll post the events and we'll post any things we do with Warriors of Peace related. It's at Warriors of Peace Chicago. Just look up Warriors of Peace Chicago on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a share, and we'll be glad to interact with you guys there.
Remember, it's Faith in Action Peace Walk September 2nd. We start at 10 a.m. at St. Clair Church, and then we will continue from there into the Community Resource Fair. Remember, this is only the beginning, so it's not a solution, but it is the beginning of a solution.
And on that note, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back for final thoughts. So please stay tuned to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show for the Office of Lifelong Formation. We will be right back.
Have you checked out Chicago Catholic lately? Either in print or online, Chicago Catholic has informative and stimulating content, including news from the Archdiocese, beautiful photographs, and a thoughtful column by our publisher, Cardinal Blaise Supich. Editor Joyce DeRiga tells us about our current edition of Chicago Catholic.
Cardinal Supich asks for a second collection to support completion of the National Basilica in Washington. Parishioners at Old St. Patrick's find a unique way to help homeless students in North Lawndale. We previewed the Super Stadium Challenge that hopes to fill up Soldier Field with food for the needy, and we introduce you to a Northlake florist who is spreading God's word through flowers.
Subscribe now. Go to ChicagoCatholic.com or call 312-534-7777. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Chicago Catholic, a fresh approach to Catholic news.
Hi, I'm Mike O'Grady, president of Northern Trust. Do you want to know the best investment I've personally ever made? Catholic Charities. They help nearly 1 million of our neighbors every year, and 92 cents of every dollar donated helps someone in need. Every 30 seconds, someone is counting on Catholic Charities. Congratulations to Chicago's Good Samaritan for providing help and hope for 100 years. Care to invest? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
Okay, so welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show for the Office of Lifelong Formation of the Office of the Department of Vitality and Mission. Victor. See, I slipped it up again. Well, one of the things that I really want to just remind everyone, this peace walk is going to take place September 2nd, all right, at 10 a.m. at St. Clair Montefalco will be the starting point on 55th in Washtenaw. And we're going to end on 55th in Ketzi at St. Gall, right there in the parking lot that they have there, with a service type of fair where people can also become aware of all the different resources in the community itself. Jesus, there is something going on the 18th, 19th, and 20th of August, right? It's an event that Jeremiah is hosting. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yes, for August, like you said, August 18, 19, 20, the young adult youth group of St. Gall is called Jeremiah. Is going to have a retreat on Maria High School by 60 Marquette in California. All young adults that are 18 and above are welcome. It's an unbelievable experience. It's going to be a sleep-in. It's donations asked. And I lived it twice, and I'm going to live it third time. People say, like, why are you going to live it again? Because it's every time is different, you know? People say, oh, it's going to be the same temas and all that. Like, no, it's going to be different because it has a different texture, you know? So everyone is welcome.
Yeah, I encourage you guys to come. I know parents, if you got kids, bring them. foursome, I don't care. I promise you it's going to be a lot of fun, all right?
And like how, like Chucho said, like every year is a new thing, and like there's no limit to God's wisdom. So everything, no matter what you learn, no matter, even if it's the same topic, you start to think more and more, and you learn more from everything, yeah.
And remember, Miguel said he thought he was going to a party, and he came out. And
it was now
he's
with
doing
Jesus.
Evangelization work with youth and young adults. So
he's still
so
here.
So you see, this is not just these are the young adults that are serving the youth of Gage Park through Warriors of Peace, their youth ministry program, their youth group. But they are also young adults themselves that are also trying to serve young adults in the Gage Park community as well. So there is a holistic, comprehensive approach to doing ministry here with young people that it's just phenomenal. I think you guys, you know, have the potential to create a model for other churches in the area. And I really look forward to seeing what's that going to turn into. I do have one other announcement. In addition to the Peace Walk on September 2nd at St. Clair Montefalco on 55th and Washington, not to St. Gall's on 55th and Kedzie. In addition to the Young Adult Retreat that's going to take place on the 18th, 19th, and 20th, we're also going to be at St. Gall. We're going to be doing our Theology on Tap service site at St. Gall this Saturday. Ooh. And we're going to be there starting at 9 a.m., and we're going to be working there with Catholic Charities doing a service. So I'm going to go ahead and invite all of you guys to come to the Theology on Tap service site, where young adults from other cultures and other communities are going to come and join us in doing a service right there with the Catholic Charities program that is at St. Gall, the satellite office that's there. So just make sure that, you know, you guys come through and spread the word in your communities as well. Victor, do you have any other thoughts or announcements that you would like to share?
Yes, in the office of Lifelong Formation, we host anniversary, or the wedding, the golden wedding, we call it, where we celebrate those guys who celebrate the 50th anniversary, and it's going to happen in September, and Cardinal Supich is going to be the main presider. There is still you still have a chance. Your parents are turning 50 this year, their wedding anniversary. Give us a call. And we will reserve a place for them.
Excellent. And last but not least, don't forget to, if you are youth ministers, don't forget to register for NCYC. And don't forget about Holy Fire. If you guys have, young people under the age of, let's see, between the ages of sixth grade and freshmen in high school, we're going to have an event called Holy Fire. And we're also going to have a re-encounter evangelization night on October 20th. So please just keep those in mind. And since we are about to wrap it up, our last segment is going to be a shout out. So please, this is the time to give shout out. So I'm going to go ahead and send a shout out to all of my young adult friends out there listening to the radio show. Thank you for tuning in.
I want to give a quick shout out to my family, my little sister Jackie, my mom, my dad, my little brother, and my girlfriend Adriana. Thank you guys for listening.
I want to give a really quick shout out to my mom, too. I told her I would give her a shout out. Love you, Mom. And also to my friend Melissa, who I know is listening right now.
I want to give a shout out to my future suegra, me, Perez. Anyway, to all my family. They don't really listen to it, but hopefully it's a miracle. And out to my little Warriors of Peace.
I want to give a shout out to my family and to my mom who's listening right now. She's so excited right now, keeping texting me. To my brother Lalo and my dad who's at work right now.
I want to give a shout out to the Warriors, our little kids. I love them. Also to my family for being so supportive, and to the administration at St. Gall for supporting us as well.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my family, friends, and loved ones. For the Warriors too, and I want to give a shout out to my mom especially, and my number one supporter, my grandma that's on Mexico. She's the one that keeps me alive here and keeps on teaching me, and catch you guys soon. God's never dead.
I want to give a quick shout out to my boy Father Rene. Thank you guys for giving us the opportunity to be here, and also for giving us a chance to build Warriors of Peace. And for my boy Pablo, and for my boy Victor, thank you guys for having us here.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No, thank you. I want to say thank you guys for being here.
And that wraps it up for us. And thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we hope to be with you next month. Remember, it's the second Wednesday of every month, with some exceptions, but generally speaking, the second Wednesday of every month. Thank you, Warriors of Peace, for being here and showing up in great numbers. And good luck and God bless. And thank you, everyone.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for the Catholic Community of Faith. You can stream our programs live or download past programs by going to our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV.